Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hello, my golf friends. Welcome back to Above Par. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Thank you for listening and tuning in and sharing my podcast with your friends. I get news and updates and notifications that you are sharing this podcast with some people that you notice on the golf course who might could use a little bit of the content that I share here. And I really appreciate it. Not really from my standpoint, not about me so much as I'm just really grateful that you're helping other people out and helping them have a better experience on the golf course, helping them play more to their potential, helping people be happier, more content, more calm, more satisfied playing the game of golf. Because I think it's hard to watch people struggle and suffer when they're out there playing the game, or watching people who struggle to manage their minds around the golf course or can't get out of their own way, which is a lot of why I do this, because I know how to help people in that area so that they do suffer less or struggle less and find more success and more peace around the game of golf. So if you see someone in the group in front of you just flailing clubs around and stomping around and being miserable, or coming into the grill room or the 19th hole and just with their head hanging low, you know, share my podcast. Maybe they'll find an episode on here that'll help them suffer and struggle less. Okay, so today what I wanted to talk about is the connection between your mental game and your body. Your ability to move your body after a sickness, maybe an illness, maybe a loss of a family member, so you're going through some grief, or maybe even an injury. I've had this come up several times with some private clients who have gone through all of these scenarios. I had a client who had a very strong infection, someone who lost a family member, and some injuries that they're recovering from and coming back to the game with. And it's worth noting that while you might feel great as you come back, maybe you might feel pretty good, or you've lost a family member and you're a little down, but you feel like, you know, I can go out there and play and compete, play my matches. Your mind and your body don't always cooperate. So in these examples, there have been some big numbers, out of character rounds of golf, feelings of being disconnected from their body, not knowing really who they are, you know, uncharacteristic scores that they haven't shot all season, and that feeling like, I've lost it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't do it. I can't get my body to move the way that I want it to move, or the way that I know I can move it. And I just don't have the mental energy or capacity to keep it together for a whole round. I'm making dumb mistakes. I'm out of sync a little bit, making lots of bogeys and double bogeys. And then we can question what's going on. And not looking at the connection between what you just experienced maybe a couple weeks ago, or maybe if you're recovering from something even longer, or a surgery, it might be months. So there's a saying called beware the sick golfer. You may have heard about it. Whenever I was playing golf and a girl had a cold, I was like, uh-oh. And sometimes we do play better when we have a cold. That's usually because we've just lowered our expectations and we might be moving a little bit slower, so our tempo is actually pretty on point. We don't get rattled as much by bad shots, and we end up playing really well when one might think you have an advantage because the person that you're playing with has a cold or might be sick. I'm not really talking about that so much. I'm talking about some things that can really shock your system, like an infection to your heart, or the loss of a family member, or a significant surgery that your body is recovering from. When that happens, your brain is so busy because there's lots of systems going on as you're trying to recover. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed. It's so easy to feel very emotional and volatile. We can have bouts of even crying to getting angry on the golf course, and you're really not sure who you are. When we go through grief, we have increased amounts of stress. Right? Stress is something that we're trying to minimize when we're on the golf course. And when grief is working in the background, it's very challenging for us to manage our mind around the game of golf. We can feel like we're a little more raw or tender, like little shots or little mistakes might set us off more than normal. Same thing when you're recovering from a major illness. If you have an injury that you're trying to recover from, if it was a surgery or a broken bone, it's important to know that your body is going to try and protect you, and your mind is going to try and protect your body from re-injuring that area. So it might feel like you have more effort going in while you're playing golf. Physically, you might not move the same way, but it's easy for your brain to get overwhelmed and tired. So this is the thing that I want you to remember if you've experienced any of these and you're going out and playing golf and you're wondering like, what the heck just happened? That was my worst round I've had in a long time. The round before, I was fine. Even on the range, I was hitting it okay. So what happened? I want to give you four things to think about if this is you. And come back to this podcast if, heaven forbid, it becomes relevant to you. The first one is you've got to give yourself some grace. You want to make sure that you're making the connection of what your body has been through and what your brain has gone through in the weeks or months previous to that round. Even if you feel okay, it can for sure have an impact. If you feel like you don't know who the heck that person was, it can have an impact. So have some grace for yourself. How do you do that? Lower your expectations a bit. Just like the sick golfer who has the cold, lower your expectations. One of my best tournaments with the LPGA, this was a national championship, part of the teaching and club division at that time, was when I was 8 months pregnant. I was like a little bowling ball out there playing golf, and it was outside of Atlanta in August. So it was not cool at all. And I lowered my expectations. Really, my expectations were to just to really enjoy the moment because I was about to have a baby and my life was going to significantly change. I just didn't want my club to get caught in my clothes on any swing so that I had a horrible miss. I had an expectation of just not falling down if I was going to tee up the ball or get the ball out of the cup. I didn't put a lot of pressure on myself. I was just really trying to enjoy the moment, get through the heat, stay hydrated, and have fun playing the game. And I ended up finding myself tied for the lead going into the last round. It was some of the best golf I had ever played because I lowered my expectations. Did I feel amazing? No. But I gave myself so much grace when I was out there playing. My tempo was pretty good because I couldn't swing very hard. I could topple over. I really didn't expect a lot of myself. Mentally, I really didn't have the capacity to put a lot of pressure on myself either. And I found myself playing one of the best tournaments I ever played in as a member of the LPGA. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be able to relate to this because likely if you're listening to this, you're not 8 months pregnant. But it is about lowering your expectations going in when you're just not feeling very good or you've had some things happen, whether it's grief or a loss or an injury, going into that next tournament, having some grace for yourself, lowering your expectations. You'll be surprised at how much better you do versus expecting yourself to play just like you had going into it or before any of that stuff happened. The second thing I encourage you to do is not beat yourself up for your performance. It does not behoove you. There is no upside to beating the heck out of yourself when you're already a little stressed and overwhelmed, maybe emotional. Your body's trying to recover. There's a lot going on. You do not need to layer up and add more to it by beating yourself up for your poor performance or for the mistakes that you made on the golf course or for you just feeling like you're discombobulated out there. The third thing is don't tear apart your swing or your mental game. Most likely nothing is wrong with your swing. Your tempo's off, your rhythm's off. You just were making mental errors out there. It's not going to help you if you go to the range and try and fix something that's not broken. You're going to create a bigger mess. I would tell you to give yourself a pass unless you see that pattern again, unless you see things happen again after you feel like you're a little bit more whole and your mind is functioning a little bit more clearly and you feel like you're not discombobulated, as I said a second ago. Then if you think you have mechanical errors, fine. But that one round that stands out that's a little bit different than everything else, it's like one of these things that's not like the other, don't go running and trying to fix that. Just give yourself some grace. Don't beat yourself up. And be a goldfish about that round. And then the fourth thing that I want to remind you about and you remind yourself about is life affects your golf game and golf affects your life. And it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to be so mentally strong that you do not let life affect your golf. That would be really challenging and probably unrealistic. It's going to happen. Life happens. And if golf is coming up or a tournament is coming up right around that, the chances of it having an impact on your golf game are pretty high. Now, you can have some mental skills and some tools that'll help you manage it some more, but sometimes it's just too much for us to handle at any given moment, and that's okay. So in the end, if you have an injury or if you have a loss or something very emotional that's happened in your life, or if you're recovering from an illness, know that there is going to be a connection with your ability to swing the way that you know that you can and think clearly out on the golf course and give yourself time to heal and to recover and get your nervous system back to being in a stable place. All right, my friends, if you want some coaching, if you want to talk any more about this, I would love to have you join me and the other members of the Above Par Academy. Go to abovepar.club. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. All right, bye.